Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. John 12, 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." There were certain Greeks among them. They came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Some of the king can hear Bussia from Mamunach, Edinamia, some Yucha Chamuna, some Pano, ye for your honey, some Petre, do me, you know, Nimua, a Tunonia, Tunobaco, and some Pano, said you, honey, a Chirocomaya, no, itra, ye do me, you know, Yimua, a yet Tunonia, Tunobaco, a Tiffin Troy, watcher, and quite if you were womb, me and tea, a radius.
Nahila Fobo, one of us, or a best fashion as any more. And about Filippo, our free base, said I work at a Lea non channel, be catching his aura. You perceive who he is. And about Filippo Freebase said, I work at a Lea non channel, be catching his aura. You perceive who he is.
Also, Luke chapter 21, from verse number 34 through to 36. Luke 21, verse number 34 and 35 and 36. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeit and drunkenness and the curse of this life, so that they come upon you unawares." For as a snare, the Bible said, "It shall come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye might be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." Asensia and Sempano said, "You look at Chirocoma, you know, Nitra, a year, you know, Ediasa and I, a copy of Nedia Sensiano, a churro, a tiffin churro, you know, Cocobo, Mummy and Tier Radius.
Namusha Muye, Napuchane, Sabron and Quemuni, Yamaho Dajene, how Aunt Shamacumaso. Now, the number two perfumes if you did. Never bow no tears are singing any in us. And tomorrow, when I'm on Shredda, no money, I wanted the Janier Finoma Rebain in Elmo, no more could not only Pabanim. And tomorrow, when I'm on Shredda, no money, I wanted the Janier Finoma Rebain in Elmo, no more could not only Pabano.
Only Sankin can be me.
Namosham, who ye? Napocha, Nen Sabro, Nen Quemon, Niamaho Dajene, and Shamacumaso. Now, the number two perfumes if you did. Never bow no tears are singing any in us. It's one way I'm on Shredda, no money I'm wanting, at the Janier for New Mary Babin in Emo, no Makuchina, Unipabanini.
Some of me reckon can ye, I'm one was Bibiba, but basing a scientist in Timing country, yes, Bibiba. Woman to me, one of say, you know, meteorites, a boob to be to me for the sorrow, a baby made to Quanko, Lake Bosom Chin, one more Kawa, Bakosam Chirame, one was in a year and soon a better honor. A broby, a free, a sorrow, and a babbet tall, be I anywa in soon a wono. Na bohamanaka see a toho and a man sooner if you free ho. Now, say, Sania Samnoa, you know, then we need to be very alert, Jesus, so that you can determine or predict the times of the weather. You can tell when the clouds gather that it's going to rain, but you cannot tell the times in which you are living in. Tutiye adie ya we wura ekinka ye na wo se eye kokobo adie bi ba asasi ni wo mo tie asasi su na they will experience it wo mo chipie ene wo mo anyimie wo mo na will experience it kimia mi wo mo that the meteorological services have not been able to tell us that the day is coming that the Son of God will appear in the skies and everybody shall see him. Philosophers have not yet been able to predict that. The word of God is telling us this morning, you know, that something is coming upon the face of the whole earth as a snare. Therefore, watch ye therefore and pray always that you can be accounted worthy to escape. The thing merits escape. Tenyebao, you need the grace to escape the things that needs to come upon the face of the whole earth. The Bible said, therefore, watch. Circumspection, ladies and gentlemen, when you are dealing with everybody, not just the people that are closest to you, when you are dealing with everybody, it calls for a lot of circumspection, a lot of caution, a lot of care. You're dealing with your children, you're dealing with your wife, you're dealing with your husband. You need to be careful. You need to be careful maltreating somebody's daughter. You need to be careful. You know, sometimes when I look at the hypocritical, whatever that, you know, have plagued the hearts of men, it really amazes me. I want to use the opportunity to this morning present a summation of a concise plethora of God's thoughts and ideas or word to you. TNA. Yeah, born again, what in addition, ne doba ni mucha and ato yin na abwarding. But we need to understand that oh boy koko say ye. And a church has become, you know, you will prosper, you will be lifted, you will be blessed, you will be, you know, the pulpiteers do not even really consider the people they are talking to. The people they are talking to. Because if you, that is why there is too much, you know, unnecessary pestering on the church. Unnecessary pressure on the church. That is why we find our youth, these young people, are killing our girls and our women and our boys. The reason is because of the unnecessary pressure that society have placed on itself. Watch it. We're dealing with something very profound and very important. You are going to get 4 cars. It means that you are successful. And therefore, they will do everything to get it. If somebody is serving the Lord, and we have been telling them all this while that you are going to, your breakthrough is coming, and because if you have A, B, C, D, E, F, you are blessed, and you have the breakthrough. If that is the case, and he is serving the Lord, and he hasn't seen A, B, C, D, E, F, he feels that he is useless. Because A, B, C, D, E, F have not arrived yet. We have failed to tell the people to put in your warm water. We have failed to tell the people that Yamisumpa have put you a mana and Adina Kasia. We have failed to tell the people that godliness with contentment is great gain. It is certain we came into this world with nothing, and surely we will return with nothing. Let me tell you, when Jesus said, the poor you will have with you always, he meant it. There are some people, they will never, you know, have what you have. Never. We are here. There are people, they will never travel to Accra. They will never stay in Accra. They will never have a car. They will never marry a husband. There are people, they will never have children. PSC is the truth. I'm telling you. If you put an enormous pressure on that kind of person, instead of godliness, that person then become confused. Somebody is living in my hometown, Enquetia, and you are telling the person you ought to be a billionaire. What do I be put here? That this guy begins to feel all this, you know, discontent within himself. That, you know, what is the use of living in Abuputia and have told all this kind of thing and I have not seen anything. If Christ Jesus is in you, we should be able to now teach the people that Christ in you, the hope of glory. We need to now be telling the people, we should be able to be telling the people that restore unto me the joy of your salvation. That if somebody has salvation, it's joy. It's joy. Joy of salvation. That if Jesus is in your life, you have everything. You have all sufficiency. That thing must be placed in the heart of the modern day believer. So that they will stop the unnecessary envying, unnecessary jealousy, and unnecessary, you know. Oh yeah. People are not content. Oh yeah, people are not, even in church, people are not content. Somebody wants somebody's husband. Somebody wants somebody's wife. Somebody wants somebody's car. Somebody close from church and lay hands on somebody's car and say, I claim this car. You can't claim what is somebody's. God is not an author of confusion. You cannot claim what belongs to another man. You can't claim what belongs to another person. And sometimes they are, you know, they go around and say, if the rapture takes place, this house will be mine. Well, that is your own wahala and your witchcraft. Absolutely, because I, you know, if the rapture takes place, I will not be here, so you can have it. There is no point. If you believe that you will miss the rapture, it's your own wahala. Contentment is not there. And that is why let me tell you something. Jesus didn't die Jesus didn't die for us just to go to heaven. If that is the case, any incredible deity fast. Oh yeah, heaven, here we come. Last week I was telling you the quality of life. The quality of the word determines the quality of life. The quality of the word determines. In other words, the quality of the school your children attend determines the quality of their life. The quality of the teacher that teaches determines the quality of their life. The quality of wife you marry determines the quality of your life. The quality of your husband determines the quality of your life. The quality of the president that rules a nation, or a leader that rules a nation, a chief, a king that rules a community or society determines the quality of their lives. The quality of administration, the quality of an economy determines the quality of the livelihoods of the people. The quality, you know, it works so on and so forth. It is not only true about the things of God. The quality of relationship determines the quality of your life. I'm telling you, you can have a very good relationship and it can even prolong the longevity of your heart, the functioning of Akumanu Edewumumuno. Oh yeah. The quality of songs we produce as gospel musicians determine whether the purpose and the agenda of heaven will be precipitated. Oh yeah, as for that, our gospel musicians in our day don't think about heavenly agenda. Oh yeah, they do not even consider whatever I'm putting out there that he glorify the Father. Is he pleased? Is he going to preach the gospel? Is it going for 10 years? Is it the gospel or is it some kind of rhythmical content that have been put out there just for people to dance? I'm telling you, gospel music is not just music. It is the gospel that is being preached in songs. Oh yeah, I will say that again. Gospel music is not just music. It is the word of God that is being preached in songs. That is why if the songs fail to quote scriptures in it, it cannot be quantified as gospel. If our lyricists are not biblicists, then there is a problem. Then this gospel is not going too far. Because the message I'm preaching this morning, in 25 years, the tendency that you cannot remember exactly what I preached is 100%. Maybe it is you are going to only remember the quotations, the suit I was wearing, and how you felt when I preached. That is possibly going to be, you know, what you remember. But the gospel plays in songs. Charles Wesley sang my favorite hymn, whatever years, 300 plus years ago. Up to today, we are still singing it. Yeah, still singing it. We only sing one line per. Only one line. And then you need bread.
Jesus shall reign wherever there's sun. Thou see successive journeys run. His kingdom stretch from shore to shore till sunshine rises and sets. No.
Omu tunsinhuna kasabri atoa chini da. Yeah, that is why our modern day gospel musicians, 2-3 weeks we throw their songs away. It does not carry the gospel. As my over there too, ye Bible moon seven year diayenu, any eto, mutiendi yo, and that is why I pray for the remnant of gospel musicians we still have. Go deeper. Having said to you that the quality of the word determines the quality of your life, let me make a further revelatorical statement towards that. Number two, your relevance, if the quality of the word determines the quality of life, then this is why Jesus died. The relevance of the life you are living on earth will determine your significance in heaven. I will say that again. Your relevance on earth right now determines your significance in heaven. Yeah. You know, it is not just getting born again and go to heaven. No. You are the salt of the earth, the light of the world. If what I said is absolutely true, you know, that God is going to even judge us based on what we are doing right now. Whatever I do with it, you know, the Lord, but Atemudani Druwa is going to judge me. It means that metimidi adomno aton oil aton ku metimidi tieni sani amopen omadi abegu omemu amamu. I like that scripture really in the book of Isaiah, where the Bible talks about asofu a deep for shame control asofu du omobusu asem na mima iso epenesa. Mima iso penisa. Womano akuma sin sene. Ya no kura shia se ema enkun pumpo e wuritia atra kunyaso e dia de. Ukra shia se wobedwem. Ukan ukra wo problem. E ka sama chiro. Amos 5 verse 10. Wasi wo chiri dia wo treatim ukra problem. Wonipa wo kan sem wo ye no kure no wo mpe no. Tieniye. Also, when you cannot have any problem, yeah. They hate him that rebuke in the gates, and abhor him that speaketh uprightly. You will be hated for Jesus' sake. I'm telling you, hear the heart and the mind of God. Will you can go and treat me and tell brother some very quickly? Amos, woman, it turned me you more to we and what can you see and what will be very quickly. Now, you're fasting in now, Emran.
What an idiot to crop
here? What an idiot to crop in him? What an idiot?
No, what you know, can't say my yellow crop.
What beer? What can someone? A yellow crop, no, you cheating. To a mayor, yeah, chichi. I'm telling you, no credit. When I see some of these hypocrites, I'm going to turn to my babet now. So I'm sorry. Look who that bar! You've been here. Now, send to Abbot to Sunday, we pay and two announces them. And find your name to your king, I'm a son of Korea. And then Asampano, you idiot, Chido Sabaya, who bet me a hunu, Asamne high, and Inshire woman, Namudia Nante, Namaswaba, in the fruits of repentance, fruits of righteousness, fruits of being born again. Born again. My God, will you? Huh? Jeremiah 5:31.
Can I meet you? A devotion control.
A devotion control.
Now, I suffer from one or a cook or so, do one cook or so. I
suffer from one more, one more, so, do one cook or
so. Me mind so,
Penisa, but I dear kid to everyone. See, hope
is now. So, we are no more.
Was that we are young? No, a dear, no more. Hey, I know. Mukochina, when I'm a panel, and you are a dear, no more. Ni se awa tu agu na wi ye no de na be. Sita ye wi akogu Switzerland, Grand Cayman, Monaco. Sita ye wi akogu offshore accounts. Ye ye no de na be. Wi ye no de pa na be. He's asking a very good question. So the submission then becomes, if my relevance on earth will determine my significance in heaven, then I must have a quality life on earth. I must, oh yeah, and David puts it in a very nice way. He said, then Lord, Psalm 39 verse 4, then let me know my end. If I know this is how I am going to end, and the little days or few days you have numbered for me, then prudence comes to my heart. Moses said it in Psalm 90 verse 12. In Psalm 90, the 12th verse, he says, so teach me to number my days, that I may apply my heart unto wisdom. This is not a funeral quotation. You can be very lovely, but you can never enter the rest of God with loveliness. You can only enter the rest of God when you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, a relationship with Jesus Christ is what brings you eternal life. Oh yeah, I want to talk to you. A relationship is with Jesus Christ is what makes you born again. Today, we don't talk about being born again. But the question is, are you born again? Are you born again? Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse number 3, you must be born again. Except the man be born again, he can never, never see the kingdom of God. You must be born again. I like how he puts it in John 3, 7. You must be born again. And you must be born again. You must. You must be born again. You You must be born again. You see, that is if my relevance on earth determines my significance in heaven, then I have to be able to put certain things in order. And one of those things is eternal life. And eternal life comes by a relationship through Jesus Christ. Yeah. Another thing that when you become born again must come into your life to you is discipline. Christian discipline. That is lost. I'm telling you. When you got born again, it was even, unseen for you to even hold your hand of your husband and kiss him at the Oyoko Park at Kufuria. Today, unmarried people are having sex on school parks openly. There are naked parties that goes on in our nation. Gay parties. They don't even want us to mention gay. That is where we are now. Don't mention, preach anything. Don't mention gay. Now the people are determining what comes out of the pulpit. Preach about this. Don't preach about this. Don't say this. Don't say that. Don't say then you assume that you have so. Don't say this. Don't say this. Don't say this. Nothing. Galatians chapter 2. Let's read verse number 20 and 21. Galatians 2, 20 and 21. This is the life of a Christian, a born again believer. That the life you live, it is not your own. It is the life of the Son of God who loved you. Oh yes, sir. And gave his life for you. The Son of God, Jesus Christ. Look at what the Bible says. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I live now in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Go to verse number 21. Let's look at this. I do not frustrate. I do not frustrate the grace of God. That means you can frustrate the grace of God. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain.
Alright. And then Christ will walk.
San kan ni biom to obok na kan ni.
Wabo me Christ ni, wabo me ni Christ asenue mu. Na mase ametie de,
enye bi. Be fa Christ se ni wura ne ne kraje nkwa. Ye de wo bo Christ asenue ni mu. Ni pesu eni padada no is gone. Sisi ayeti. Me wo fa wa wu obeye mfishie du asasori no opie ha. Na ye na ye nim no a. Scatter be si. Let it die, and we befa Christ Jesus say ura no kraje nkwa we ye ni pesu fufo eye den eni pesu no ayesie no eye den wa sori ne nam ho kosa na mi bisa. Tell me how the old personality, the old man that have been crucified on the cross of Jesus Christ and have died, tell me why and how that old self and nature is back again. Now, old nature is receiving resurrection and resuscitation. We jump back, Abraham frame. When you come in, we join some new Christians. Because this is what we call alumni meeting. Old boys alumni. Who put up a switch on your heart to a boot born again, not to watch it. Brumia de nitu wi barum ebisifi winya wonu grofo e de omupia omde kaako oba na yekitekita no kaano wehe wejesi kwantia. This is the kind of things that goes on, and this is what breeds the incontentment. I want to become like that person. Once we become like that person, I want to become like another person. Once we become like, and so when you come to Uba Mikromo, you are going to see all manner of adine that have been there. You know, it's not like you know, the people that don't have, the people now are competent. Where see we may see the channel. That is it. It won't win this canoe. It does one more better than your confan. Now, one more better than this. It can drew for and it's a drew for the year. To the point that the year you are sorry, them who put cabbages and they will give because when you skip flubia wood, but make us a match that was say now a year no a dear now bear. What are you going to do at the end? I want to use the opportunity as I sign up this morning by telling up everybody in this place. There is what we call Christian discipline, and every Christian needs that Christian discipline as a virtue. We need that to walk with Jesus Christ. And ya no fa fa any Christo na ba yesu ono abanwa yesu ono. And you're very important to God. Oh yeah. And there will be anywhere where person will worry sanseni anakushini. Everybody wants to marry somebody that was swa papa. Yeah. But the amazing thing is that all the qualities you are expecting or desiring or requiring from other people, do you possess those qualities? Do you possess those qualities? What is the quality of love you give to your spouse? A husband was speaking to me yesterday after the Shenkom 2019. I want to announce that all the Saturdays in August is Shenkom 2000 and whatever the year will be. And so don't miss the grace of God. Yesterday was such awesome moment. Now, this guy was telling me, my wife doesn't talk to me, even though we live in the same country. My wife has left my matrimonial home. I'm asking her to come back. She says she won't come. And then she's asking people to beg me for her. And I'm saying, I have forgiven you. You haven't done anything. Come home. Said, well, I will not come home. So what kind of marriage is this? You are frustrating me. And yet they all go to church. What will make somebody who has a wife go after the secretary? What? And wipe off his face as if nothing happens. And lies to the wife. What will make the same wife pretend as if I don't know, even though macho, and keep the pain in my heart? I think we both need healing in the word of God. Since there is no more condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I am finishing my presentation this morning. But the point is this. At the end, what shall you do? Will you put that scripture back? Let's read it in English. False prophets prophesy lies. Preachers speak madness. And my people also like it so. At the end, what will they do? What will ye do in the end thereof? Clap your hands for the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.